It was great to celebrate our two new deacons for the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City last Saturday and Sunday. I'm happy for those of you who were able to join us at the ordination mass. So on Sunday, to celebrate, I wore a shirt that was black, but it had the outline of the traditional colors from Deacon Esteban's hometown, the same colors you might have seen his family wearing Saturday and Sunday. It was a shirt that they gave me when I visited Guatemala a couple of years ago. But the original shirt that they gave me was at least two sizes too small. I mean, I'm not a big guy, but I was clearly a head taller than anyone else in the town. I tried it on, and they said, "Well, you're clearly not from here." So they exchanged it, and I got a bigger one. Sometimes the way someone looks is a dead giveaway of who they are. But other times they can look just like you and me. But the way they act says something about who they are. You've probably made that observation before, either out loud or to yourself. Well, you can tell he grew up on a farm. You can tell she's from a large family. You can tell he's not from here. Things like that. Even though they look the same as everyone else, they just act differently. So what would it mean for someone to say, "Well, you can tell she has the Holy Spirit," or "you can tell the Spirit is present in him"? Well, there's a way, actually. If you're looking at a tree and you don't know what kind of tree it is, but it has fruit on it, you might be able to know the tree based on the fruit. Similarly, if someone is living with the Holy Spirit, you can know because certain fruits are apparent in their life. So in the seminary, I had not one, but two professors who were former Protestant pastors who first became Catholic and then became seminary professors. So one of them, Dr. Bales, insisted that we memorize the fruits of the Holy Spirit from Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You bet it was on the test. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, there are some lists that include 12, but they all come from the original 9 listed in the New Testament. And think about that list. Isn't that the description of the person you'd want to date? You know, the person you'd want as your roommate? The person you want to work beside? More importantly, isn't that the person you want to be? Think about it. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We all know people who are rough or rude or negative or agitated and angry. Who wants to be around those people? I don't. I myself can tell when I'm not allowing the Spirit to work in me, when I'm not patient, not joyful, not peaceful. So if people can say about you things like, "Well, you know she's from Kansas," Or you can tell that he's the youngest child in the family, or things like that. Wouldn't the greatest compliment be, well, you can tell that he has the Holy Spirit because I see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So what would it take to make sure that you do? I thought of three things. First of all, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm amazed how many Catholics have never received the sacrament of confirmation, including some of you, I'm sure. You don't need to be embarrassed. For whatever reason, it didn't happen. But that's not a reason to continue it. You know, last night, Bishop confirmed 16 adults. Adults! I can't pick fruit off a tree if I never plant the tree. Secondly, ask for the Holy Spirit. Even if you've received the sacraments, beg him to come in an even greater measure. I find myself more and more asking for the Holy Spirit to help me before I give a talk or before I make a phone call that I'm nervous about. I say, help me to be patient or kind or show self-control. All those different fruits. And third, remove any attachment to sin that is blocking the Holy Spirit. Now, sin and attachment to sin are two different things. Attachment to sin is the desire for it, whether I'm doing it or not. I could commit a sin and not have an attachment to it, or I could walk right out of the confessional and still have an attachment to sin. In many cases, the attachment is a sinful habit or way of life. I could stop looking at pornography for a week, but I'm still attached to it. That attachment could be to marijuana or gambling. I could consistently not be open to marriage, to life within my marriage. I could not be making an effort to stop gossiping. Whatever it is, an attachment to sin. The fruits are not going to be visible if I want something else more than God. So sometimes you can know something about someone based on who they are, where they're from, what they do, what their shirt size is. But if you want it to be known that you have the Holy Spirit, receive the Spirit. Ask for the Spirit in greater measure. And remove whatever is blocking the Spirit. And then when people see you, they will know that you have the Holy Spirit. Because they will see the fruit.